Raymond Sheard. He's a running back. He's big. He's fast. Coach Mike Christensen, you coached running backs in the NFL, and you said you just saw this kid's tape last night. You really like him.
Yeah, well, you know, Raymond, this is Coach Mike, and I'll tell you what. I've watched your tape probably three or four times now, and just so I get to know you a little bit, because I love watching running backs. And let's get right down into it. And first of all, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Nice to have you. Thank you.
And I just want to tell you that you know you're coming here to Boise State. You got some big shoes to fill in a long line of running backs, and I know you know that. And Ian Johnson, who's actually co-hosting the show with us today, he's here. I'm sure he's going to have some questions for you. But Jay Ajayi and the year that he's had, and of course Doug Martin and playing at Tampa Bay. So there's a long list of really good running backs to come out of Boise State. And you're kind of in a unique position this year because with Jay Ajayi departing early, there's a chance that a guy could come in and maybe make a name for himself early. Are you looking for that opportunity?
Yes, sir. I'm just very appreciative right now. I'm blessed because Coach Harrison looked at me and, you know, he saw me during the spring. And, you know, we had a long talk and everything. And so when I came in, you know, he told me the opposite of what I wanted to hear. And I hear that, you know, Coach Harrison is a, you know, good coach. And, you know, he helped Jay Ajayi growth, for example, like going into the NFL. And, you know, I want to be a part of that. I look up to that. And, you know, the graduation numbers, you know, from the sports. Like, you have the Orlando Scandrick that came from Cowboys, you know. It's just one of those type of things that I look up to and I want to feel like he can put me into the next level.
All right, Raymond, Ian Johnson here, and I'm a former running back here. We've got a great stable of running backs from California, Texas, all over the place. We look to have you as the next guy in line. You've got that commitment from us. You're signed here to go to us. What's the next step for you to make an impact on this team?
The next step is to help them win championships, help them get to the next level, help them win multiples instead of having the two losses, have zero losses. You know, just really motivating them and to know that, you know, if things don't go the way you want it, you know, you have a dangerous running back that can help you push through it. You know, it's just one of those type of things of how I feel. And what motivates me is, you know, it gets me going is my goal is to always get as many touchdowns as I can, and to try to win as much games as we can. And, you know, just pretty much try my best and work hard at my work ethics and just, you know, just get the feeling of it. But other than that, all I say is just working hard and finish strong, in my opinion.
There we go. All right, Raymond, now there's different types of running backs out there. There's guys like me who tries to outsmart the crowd because I don't have all the skills and strength in the world. There's the Doug Martins of the world who are just physical freaks. There's the Baby Lacy's, a.k.a. Jay Ajayi. Where do you fit? What type of running back do you see yourself as? And what is your will that you're trying to impose on people every time you touch that rock?
I feel like I'm a power back, and it's pretty much a speed back. I feel like every time I run the ball, I look at myself and I watch Andrew Peterson's tapes and realize that I'm almost close to him. I just need to work a little bit more than, you know, more bigger, working really hard and just getting myself where I need to go to have that run, that same run mentality as Adrian Peterson. And on top of that, I feel like me coming through Boise State is going to help me learn things in life on my own because, I live with my moms and, you know, I live with my mom. We're always close, so it's going to be kind of hard for them, you know, to get used to me staying miles away. So, I mean, other than that, I feel like I'm going to be the best fit for their program because I have the size, the length, the speed, the mobility to jump over any person that tries to go to my legs and just fight extra yards and getting as many touchdowns as, like I said before.
Hey, Raymond, this is Dryson. I'm looking at your stats or your physical, and it's like you're 6'1", you're 200 pounds, and I'm sitting next to Ian. He was about 5'11", 170 pounds when he walked through Boise State.
Wet.
Soaking wet, right? So I'm going to go ahead and just ruffle up some feathers here between you two. You know, Ian has had a wonderful career at BSU, set a lot of records, set a lot of benchmarks. How do you see yourself surpassing those benchmarks and putting Ian one step below in those record books, because I want him to be a number two in the record books, and I want to see your name first, man. How do you feel about that? Can you do that for me?
I feel that if I just honestly, I'm just going to put it out there on the table. If you just, we're just working harder than your opponent. You know, just really feeling yourself and making yourself feel like you're doing really good. Just pretty much working really hard and getting yourself and showing out, that will help. That's all.
Hey, Raymond, this is, excuse me, I'm BJ Rohde, and I'm from the class of before you were born. So what was it? You're in Texas, okay? Obviously, you said you have a relationship with Coach Harrison. I don't know if you knew much about him when he was coaching at the, you know, University of Texas or whatnot. But what is it about Boise and Boise State that makes a guy from Texas think, I'm going to make this place home for the next 4 or 5 years, and I trust these guys to get me to the next level?
He's honest, and he's a great coach. He's trying to – he told me one day that he was going to put me where I need to be and make me successful, and I trusted him, and I, you know, I said, hey, I'll get back with my parents and I'll talk to him, but I'm willing to come to this school if that's all true. And he said, I'll make a promise to you that everything I'm saying will be true. And so I just said, cool.
Raymond, Grant Hedrick here. You know, aside from running with the football, a big component of the Boise State running backs is in the pass game. What can you bring to the table in terms of pass pro, catching the ball out of the backfield that's going to, you know, elevate your game and help this offense?
I feel like with Coach Riddle helping me and working through my skills, and I know I have a lot of men early, you know, like I have a lot of mistakes that I know I need to work on, and I feel like Coach Riddle worked the best, and he helped me, and, you know, my cuts and everything, and just with me just staying, having a different vision of the game than just a straight line, then I feel like I can be an all-around tailback, and I'll be unstoppable.
Raymond, what was your perception of Boise State before you really started your recruiting process, and then how did it evolve through your process?
When I took a visit up there, it looked small, it looked country, you know, it looked very country. And I just thought, well, there's no one in the world I would want to come to this school. But then as I started getting around coaches and started seeing the town and the capital and everything, it just, you know, it brought me life. And it felt like I was at home.
Well, Raymond, I'll tell you what, we appreciate you coming on the program today. We congratulate you for getting your letter of intent signed and choosing Boise State. And we wish you all the best of luck in your career here. And we'll all be following you for sure, especially Ian Johnson, because he doesn't want you to break any of his records. I can guarantee you that right now.
Records are meant to be broken.
Well, again, thanks a lot, Raymond, and good luck to you. And we'll see you again soon.
All right, nice to meet you, sir. Right, thank you. Nice you.
Big Raymond Sheard. He's a good-looking back end. We can watch the film if you want to later.
Oh, I'm going to watch it.
I don't know, Ian.
I got some advice for him, too.
I don't know, Ian.
I don't know if he should take advice from you. It sounds more like sabotage rather than advice.
It's all how you package it.
He said he was fast, man. I want to see you two race.
Oh, not right now, you don't.
big thanks for you guys coming out and hanging out on our panel. We appreciate it. Dryson James, BJ Rohde, and Grant Hedrick. Give it up. We'll be back. ESPN Boise, Mickey Ray's brought to you by Truckin' Auto Auction.